This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 265,000 people have lost their lives due to COVID-19, while there have been more than 3.8 million confirmed infections. In the United States, the death toll approaches 75,000 with more than 1.2 million infections. While some places in Europe and the U.S. loosened their lockdowns against the coronavirus, health experts are expressing growing dread over what they say is an all but certain second wave of deaths and infections that could force governments to clamp back down. Elsewhere around the world, German authorities began drawing up plans in a case of a resurgence of the virus. Experts in Italy urged intensified efforts to identify new victims and trace their contacts. And France, which hasn't yet eased its lockdowns, has already worked up a reconfinement plan in the event of a new wave. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday reversed course on plans to wind down his COVID-19 task force, attempting to balance his enthusiasm for reopening the country with rising infection rates in parts of the nation. The indecision on the fate of the expert panel was emblematic of an administration and a country struggling with competing priorities of averting more death and more economic suffering. Mr. Trump appears focused on persuading Americans to accept the price of some lives lost as restrictions are eased, concerned about skyrocketing unemployment and intent on encouraging an economic rebound ahead of the November elections. The economic catastrophe caused by the viral outbreak likely sent the U.S. unemployment rate in April to its highest level since the Great Depression and caused a record-shattering loss of jobs. With the economy paralyzed by business closures, the unemployment rate likely jumped at least 16% from just 4.4% in March, and employers are cutting a stunning 21 million more jobs in April. This is VOA.